What if you could create an app to show how accessible a building or restaurant is for folks with disabilities? That's the question Jake Handel and Justin Robinson found themselves asking one night at a Boston nightclub after Jake, who has a rare neurological condition, couldn't get out of a bathroom stall. Together, they created an answer. It's an app called Ahoy, and it can tell you whether a Boston building has ramps for wheelchairs, automatic doors, or bathroom grab bars. Both Jake Handel and Justin Robinson join us today in studio to talk about co-founding the app Ahoy and what they hope it can do for improving accessibility in the city. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Indeed. So Jake, Justin, remind us of the story behind the conception of the Ahoy app.
Yeah, sure. I went through a big recovery, and I was very anxious going out into the community, and I first got invited out with some friends, and I was worried about that, but I sucked it up. I went out, and we're at this Boston bar / nightclub, and I had to go to the bathroom. There was a long ramp. The door was very heavy. I get into the bathroom, and I couldn't lock the door because there was no coat hook on there, and I'm in a scooter. After 20 minutes, I lock it, but then I can't unlock it to get out, and I'm stuck in there for 20 minutes. I'm embarrassed, and I have to text. Well, actually, they texted me wondering if I fell in, and I had to, SOS. They came to rescue me, let me out, and that was part of the beginning of this app.
So, Justin, you have experience with app creation, and you immediately started questioning why there wasn't an app for this. How did you get involved in the first place?
Yeah, so Jake and I live in the same building in Boston near North Station, and I just started a company previously, and I'm always interested in talking to folks about new ideas that they have. Jake mentioned this idea to me, and I said, I can't believe this doesn't exist today. There's no ways for accessibility, for example. Sounds like that should exist. And then fast forward 2 months, this situation happened where he was in a bathroom for much longer than made sense. It was an accessible place by all sort of normal standards, but that's kind of what we saw as people that have been in software for a long time, that what the definition of accessible is too overreaching and it's not personalized enough to what people need.
Right,
and so Jake,
right. Is it accessible or not?
Exactly.
Not a lot of gray area.
Well, but the problem is that everyone has their own unique needs, right? So that lock would work for some people, but it didn't work for Jake. And so we said software can solve this problem where we can personalize the accessibility needs to you and your specific needs for places in Boston.
Okay, and what does that look like? Describe it for me as a user. I download the app, I open it up. What do I see?
Yep, so you download the app and then you're going to set your accessibility needs. So whatever your barriers are, you're going to say, I need a ramp. I need grab bars in the bathroom. I need a wheelchair accessible space in the bathroom as well. And then what will happen is when you land on the map page and you say, okay, here's where I want to go, Ahoy is going to essentially personalize that experience for you. So say, okay, we know what your accessibility needs are. Here are the places that are going to work for you.
Okay, Jake, I want to go into your story. As I was reading about it preparing for the show, I was blown away. It's not something I'd heard of before. In 2017, you were diagnosed with something called toxic progressive leukoencephalopathy. And you spent, as I understand it, more than 9 months in a coma, unable to move or speak. And this was a result of drug use.
Yes, correct. 2017, diagnosed with a terminal progressive disease and pretty much had a 5-month decline, pretty rapid, which left me in this coma-like state. I actually went through something called locked-in syndrome, another super rare thing where essentially I was fully aware. I could feel, I had sense of self, I could think, but could not move or signal for anything for closer to 10 months, yes.
Mm. It sounds like a nightmare to those of us who have never experienced that. Is that how you'd describe it?
Yes, it's an absolute nightmare. Yeah, the hardest part was not being able to communicate to loved ones that I was still there. And I heard healthcare professionals saying, don't worry, can't hear you, he's brain dead. And, you know, that was shocking. I didn't know I was perceived that way. And part of my motivation to get out of there was to let folks know that my brain was still working and I was there, because I knew so many others were in comas on this ICU unit, and I was wondering how many other folks were thinking and screaming inside like me.
Wow. So that was 9 months that you spent in that state?
Yeah, it was about 9.5 months.
How were you initially able to communicate to people that you were aware?
Yeah. So I was in a complex care unit of Mass General, and some doctor who, you know, I really look up to, amazing man, noticed a twitch, a minor movement in my right wrist. I had no idea what I had moved, but he said, I don't know if he can hear me, but if he can, do that again. And as I'm saying to myself, oh my God, I can't do it, he said, wow, amazing, he's doing it. There was a lot of crosstalk about it being involuntary. He said, no, this is a change in medical status. I want someone from nonverbal speech therapy to come in and teach me how to blink, which opened the door to nonverbal communication. And just segueing into the app currently is for mobility, but the goal is to build that out for language, sensory, all these other needs that I have personally gone through, and I know the struggle.
Well, that's Jake Handel of the Ahoy app and his co-founder, Justin Robinson. Justin, I want to bring you back into the conversation here. So you're kind of the tech end of this partnership, as I understand. And the idea is that you're going to be able to crowdsource this kind of information, right? Whether an establishment has the right ramps, van access, handrails for people who need them. What other information does it collect, and how will you collect that?
Yep. So, crowdsource for sure. And, you know, the beauty of how the app functions is that we just need one review on a place to make that place show up on the app and be, you know, browsable by the community that are on there. And so right now it's all about reviewing places, and Jake can talk about this a bit too, but the next step is wayfinding. So it's really, you know, and the first time Jake and I met and we would go out, it became very clear that, and this is where the Waze piece of this came up, was that it's, you know, if there is a steep drop, for example, off of a curb cut in a sidewalk, or there's a crack, you know, most of us would walk right by that. But that impacts Jake's ability or anyone in a wheelchair's ability to get down that pathway. So imagine if, you know, if you're in a wheelchair, you can say this place has a crack, and it, the Ahoy app in the future will divert you around that to take a different path. So that's what's coming. What a ways to go.
And also, it's relatable to more than just a wheelchair. It's a walker, a cane, a stroller. I mean, it's relatable to much more than just the wheelchair user.
Yeah, I'll just share real quick. About 7 years ago, I got hit by a car riding my bike, and I was in a wheelchair for 3 or 4 months. Mm. And I remember being pushed by my dad. We were going to the beach in Dorchester around Kosciuszko Circle, and there were ramps to get into the street, but I was literally like in the middle of traffic going around a rotary.
100%.
And it's like, this is technically accessible because there's ramps, but it was like the most dangerous thing I've ever experienced. It'd be nice to be able to read about that before you head out in a wheelchair to a situation like
this. If you're going down a steep ramp and you didn't know it was steep in advance, you could roll right into traffic. And I have come close to that.
The number of times Jake and I will be going somewhere, and this happens often in like the North End and sort of older places in town, where, you know, he'll be sort of tilted sideways, and I have to like walk alongside of him, making sure, you know, it's not going to tip over. It happens far too frequently, so.
When we talk about accessibility, that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Accessible to who? Accessible where? This app is still being developed. I'm curious to hear if it's accessible to people who speak different languages. For example, is it equally accessible across the city in neighborhoods of color as well as wealthier, whiter neighborhoods? Talk about that.
Yeah, that's definitely the plan. Currently, it's in its MVP / alpha stage.
MVP? Clarify that,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, minimal viable product.
Okay, thank you.
But we're building it out to be very accessible to use for the blind community, voice control for people who are unable to speak or use their hands properly. And yes, the idea is it will be available everywhere. And we're starting with Boston to build this product the best it can be. And then we want to take it out towards the suburbs. When I say Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, etc. But we're starting this as our pilot city and then moving, expanding, hopefully all across the country.
All across the country. That's good to hear.
And to answer
if you're
your question,
interested in using this app.
Yes, and to answer your question about language, mm-hmm. currently right now that's not a thing. It's only available in English, but we're working on all that.
I would imagine it would probably depend on how much momentum it gets as you go about developing it. How far are we away from it being a fully developed product?
Yeah, so that's really what this summer is about. So it's now out to the community. It's being, you know, we have well over 1,500 users and folks that have largely mobility issues in the city of Boston, Cambridge, and Somerville using the app, giving feedback, et cetera. And we're going to stay focused on sort of this greater Boston area for the foreseeable through the end of the year so that we can really make sure that all of the features and additions that we add to the app, et cetera, are really what folks need before we expand beyond it. So think of Boston as the test bed, and we're excited to keep building here.
Tell me about, real quick, some of the feedback that you've gotten. I mean, have there been instances where this has really been a lifesaver for folks?
Yeah, we've reached out to a lot of folks. They've reached out to us. And, I mean, what a lot of people say is the pictures are most helpful. Because, you know, you can spend in recovery and researching where you're going. Even me coming here, I had to make sure there was a ramp and I was still unclear about the bathroom. But yes, the pictures, you know, they speak 1,000 words and folks really like that. And they're very excited about the wayfinding.
And what we say often is next time when you go to a restaurant, sure, take a picture of the filet mignon, put it on Google Maps, but also go into the bathroom, a place that people often don't take pictures of, but means a lot to a lot of people, and take a picture of that bathroom.
Well, Jake Handel and Justin Robinson, co-founders of the Ahoy app, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow, a piece of Boston's hidden history, a walking tour in Mattapan, through the eyes of two local Jewish scholars.